When trying to decide what I would be doing devotions on this morning, one word honestly came to mind about everything else, something that is probably one of the biggest problems you have in today, truth. What is it? How can we see it? It should be guiding our lives with everything we do. Before we begin, we must understand the meaning of the word truth. Webster Dictionary defines the truth as the body of real things, events, and facts, a transcendent, fundamental, or spiritual reality. Therefore, truth is incontestable, is never failing, is always reliable. That's not what the world portrays. That's not what the world tells us. We may say that the truth is subjective, that what you say is true is not necessarily what other people say is true. I mean, honestly, who defines what is true? I mean, not to get political, but you can also look at the news. Not a secret that politicians, honestly, from both sides, will stretch it as far as they need to get their goals across. But if that's the case, how can you tell what is true? How can you tell who is telling the truth? Take this ball, for example. Marcus, what color is this?
Purple.
No, it's not. It's green. I mean, if I say it's green, then that's true, right? I mean, if I believe this is green, what's to say I'm right and you're wrong? I mean, how can you tell that it is purple? You can tell it's purple because you can see it's purple. You can see it. What about another less obvious one? Oxygen. Can't see that? How can you tell it exists? Genesis 2:7 says, God breathed the breath of life into Adam, became a living soul. But who says what he was breathing is oxygen? Who says what we're breathing is oxygen? Could be anything. But science has proven that oxygen is in fact what we breathe, that the particles that the atoms in it are what we would need to survive in the atmosphere we live in. Then what if you go to something else? What if something that has no visual or scientific proof? I mean, you listen to almost any type of media or news nowadays, and you just don't know what to believe. You need to be able to test it with something. For anything to be true, you have to have something to compare it to for truth. Something that is a pure, tested source of truth. So, we can test the ball as purple because we can test other things that we have seen are purple that we know the color is true. We can see with our eyes. We can know that there's oxygen because oxygen has proven that it's true. We can test what we hear is true by comparing it to the Bible, to what God has told us. And there's never been a purer source of truth than that. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. So can we take what we are exposed to in the world and compare it to the Bible? I believe we can take pretty much anything. You can take politics, you can take whatever. Big thing in the news right now is the whole LGBTQZ, whatever letters they've added at this point. And the world wants us to confirm their truth, that you can be whatever you want to be as long as you believe it, that others have to believe that truth. But in Genesis, God clearly states that he created man in his own image, in the image of God he created him. Man and female, he created them. Not God created creatures that can decide what they want to be. He created us, and that is the truth. That's God's truth. God's the purest form of truth that there will ever be. You can take any problem you have in the world, and if you turn to him, turn to his word, he will help you know the truth. It's his will that we will seek the truth in everything that we do, in everything that we say. Jesus even prayed for us. In John 17, I pray not that thou should takest them out of the world, that thou should keep them from evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. But I mean, so I know the truth. That doesn't necessarily mean anything. It's not enough to just know the truth. You have to apply it. You have to use the truth. God's truth is like a compass. I can take a compass, go put myself in the middle of the woods. I know how to use it. I follow north. I should be able to get to where I'm going. I can put it in my pocket, decide which way I think is north, and walk that way. Probably not going to work that well. But if you take God's truth and we use it, He will help guide our path through this world. He will help show us the direction that He needs us to go, and which direction is the truth. I also think that, like, with everything, you have no idea what to believe nowadays, what truth is, what is false. I mean, honestly, we know the air we breathe is oxygen. That is truth. We know what God says in His Word is truth. You know, we know that He created us the way we are. We know that Jesus has died for our sins. And we know that Jesus is coming back because God's Word is truth. With God's Word, with His guide, you can see through pretty much any deception that you can come across. Probably a little bit shorter, but that's all I kind of have on that. Let's pray. Lord, thank You for this day. Thank You for allowing us to gather here in Your name. And we just pray that You will give us guidance. You will help us to understand the Word that You have given us. You help us to see its truth, see through the deception, through the lies, through the misguidance in this world. That You will see, that You will help us to see the truth. Lord, thank You for allowing us to worship here. Bless the message and help us all to have a good day. In Jesus' name.